three. Water the bugs, pick the weeds, kill the bugs, feed the flowers. Happy gnomes, make the nice plants grow.
Quiet, fellow gnomes. It looks like there is a roly-poly injured in the shade of that large rock over there.
Oh, I see. The large, heavy, flat rock, which is oddly propped up on a stick.
Oh, yes, the stick with a bit of a rope tied to it which leads to yonder hedge.
Yes, that's the one. Let's go gather in the shade under the rock and help that poor creature.
Okay.
Ah. Oh, the shade is quite comfy.
Okay, gnomes, try to see what's wrong with the roly-poly, and I'll go try to get help from whoever is making that vaguely insane giggling behind the hedge where the rope trails off to.
The bit of rope which is now drawing taut.
Yes, the bit.
We got the little morsels, the whole pack of them.
I still see a leg twitching on the left.
You got a good eye. You can go far if you stick with this business. Now help me lift this rock and we'll gather up the little cone-headed booty. Ah, here we are, my little tasty treats. In the bag with you. And you. And and you. Look at the size of this one. What a catch.
Gnome catching doesn't seem very hard.
That's easy for you to say on your first day. We've been lucky. Even with a catch like this, we have hours of our work is done. And we get them properly squeezed.
I think I can find a faster method.
Our methods have been passed down for centuries through the Gnome Juicing Guild. If there was a faster way, someone would discover it before us.
Does it not seem to you that there has to be a better way?
Doesn't there?
Who are you?
Hello, everybody. My name's Tim, and I'm here today to tell you about some of the amazing breakthroughs in gnome harvesting technology we've had in the Timco workshops.
Where the hell did you come from?
I've been hiding behind this rock for a week, just waiting for some lucky folks, such as yourselves, to wander by so I can tell them about these fabulous new products.
We're armed, you know!
So you boys have had some luck catching gnomes, and now you realize that work has just begun?
So you were really just sitting behind that rock for days?
What if I told you there was an amazing new machine which not only captures the gnomes, but juices them with no extra effort?
I would say you were a madman. One who should be killed before your madness spreads through your poison words.
If only I still had enough fingers left to count the number of times I hear that every week.
I noticed you were short a few digits.
All in the name of progress. The new version of my machine is far safer. Unless you're a gnome!
So where is this contraption?
Oh, I happen to have one right here behind this rock. Let me get it. Here she is, the amazing Gnome-O-Matic 1600.
Aw! It looks just like the miniature torture chamber I built when I was a lad.
How does it work?
Well, first it lures the gnome in here with this wind-up wounded baby bird.
Ooh! It looks like it's got a broken wing!
Gnomes just can't resist trying to help a wounded woodland animal.
Master, this man knows the art.
Well, we can lure them just fine without your strange contraptions. I'm still not impressed.
But that's just the beginning. See these little snares here? When the gnome comes in here to get the bird, let me see one of those fine specimens I saw you gentlemen looking at earlier.
Here you are, sir.
Ah, thank you. So let's pretend this little fellow is walking along.
Ooh, look, over there, there's a baby bird.
Then he goes to walk in through this front opening and these little snares snag him by the foot, swinging him over this bar and into this flat metal piece, stunning him. Then he drops into this funnel and slides down this tube into the juicer. Then you just wait for a few more gnomes to make a full batch. Now, I happen to have some partially juiced gnomes in this bowl over here for just such an occasion. So I just pour the rest of them down this funnel. Then you wind up the grinder and let it go. It's best to step back a little.
As not to get splattered?
Timco is not responsible for the damage of the occasional objects which may fall off the machine in a sort of rapid horizontal trajectory.
What did you say?
Did I tell you that for a limited time you also received this handy carrying sack?
Well, looks good. But I don't like no bones in my gnome juice. My customers expect quality.
Not only does it strain all the bones, it also has pulp and pulp-free settings. There, it should be just about ready. Let me get some cups. Here we are. Here you go. And one for you. And a drink to progress.
Cheers! That's some fine juice, lad. What would one of these machines cost?
Just an indefinite number of payments of $19.95.
Wow!
But if it's so easy to catch gnomes, what if we accidentally juiced them all?
Lad, you got a lot to learn. Gnomes are a replenishable resource. How could you even imagine a time when the forests weren't overflowing with them?
Kids these days.
Buy your Timco Numematic 1600 now and receive a free carrying sack and a ball of the finest belly button lint for no extra charge. Operatings at Timco are standing by. Just draw a pentagram on the floor and use this following dialing incantation. 1-800-86-TIMCO. That's 1-800-86-TIMCO.